Radio Gorgeous, online, on your phone, on a podcast, or on your tablet. Listen anywhere, anytime. Hello, my name's Josephine Pembroke.
I'm Donna Free.
So the main thing you've got to do is not vote for your politician. You've got to vote for 50-50 Parliament. I met up with Frances Scott this week, and she invented this movement, which is trying to get equal male and female into Parliament. So easy. In fact, you signed today. How easy was it, Donna? Tell our listeners.
You type in your email address, your address, and you click vote.
Yeah, and how long did that take?
Well, you know, it took me a while to remember my address. No, I'm just kidding. 5 seconds.
Fabulous. So everyone go there. It's 50-50 Parliament. Very easy to find if you Google it in. Now, I am getting very bored. This is the political week on Radio Gorgeous, and we're usually very apolitical. But I've decided now to become political because I'm so bored of everything that's going on out there. Nothing's grabbing me. How do you feel?
Well, it's the first election I get to vote in, and it's just as crap as any American election.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. But listen, I say sack all the current ministers and shadow ministers. And what we do is we need people who reflect our values and the way we think. Don't you think, Donna?
Yeah, I'm following you. Where are we going with this?
Well, I'm reshuffling the whole cabinet. And in fact, I'm reshuffling all the parties.
You're having your own little reshuffle,
yes.
Are you?
So we're going to make it easy. It's going to be called the costume drama parties.
So wait, is this like your fantasy football of the parliament?
Yes. But the thing is, it is a chance it might happen, though. Come on, don't ruin it for me. It's not a fantasy, okay?
Keep the dream alive.
Exactly. You never know.
This is a democracy. Anything can happen.
So to make it easier, we're putting it into two different programs to make it simple. So Labour are Poldark, which is on at the moment.
Okay.
And Conservatives are Downton Abbey, of course. Okay. So who do you think should be leader of the Conservatives?
Out of Downton Abbey.
Yes,
yes. Ooh, Lady Violet Crawley.
Maggie Smith.
Yes, of course.
Because she has the most amazing one-liners, doesn't she?
She does, and she has no connection to actual people.
Exactly. It's perfect for the Conservatives.
What's a weekend?
What's a weekend? Exactly.
So what's all this noise about jobs?
And don't be defeatist, darling. It's very middle class. Another one she said is, I hate to get news secondhand, which as a prime minister, she'll be okay because she'll get all the news immediately. And lastly, one of her quotes is, I'm a woman, dear. I can be as contrary as I choose, which is, again, perfect for prime minister. We want a prime minister with personality and we want a woman. And she's old as well, so it's ageism, it's everything wrapped into one.
And what more could you possibly
And she's not
want?
A people pleaser. That's what annoys me now about the politicians. They just speak what, they do all these polls and find out what the average person wants. I don't want an average person in charge. I want someone that's phenomenal, and I think Lady Violet is amazing. Do you like her?
I do. Well, I agree with you that politics has lost personality. And, you know, someone like Winston Churchill could never get elected today. Yeah. And some of the things he did and said were quite reprehensible. But, you know, at the time, he was a great, great leader. And, you know, private lives and all of our you know, needing people to be so perfect has made them anodyne. And you're right. There's no difference between, I mean, even on the radio, Nick Clegg and David Cameron, I can barely distinguish between them.
Could be because you're American, but I know what you mean. Are you saying their voices or their value? Their
voices.
Yeah, okay.
Voices. Ed Miliband, you can always tell.
Yeah. Well, it's a nasal, isn't it? Yeah.
Which would never pass in America.
Oh, really? You have to
lifting,
perfect
nasal?
Yeah.
What's that man
well,
talking
that's,
about?
That's good, in a way. Yeah. He's got a defect, and that's acceptable. Okay, now, Deputy Prime Minister, this was suggested by someone that works for us called Ella, should be Isis the dog in Downton. What do you think of that?
Well, it is dead now,
Yeah, but we'll bring ISIS back to life. We'll have one of ISIS puppies. Remember ISIS?
Yes, I think. Oh, right. Puppies. Yes.
So, be ISIS the dog too. And we're going to have ISIS the dog as deputy prime minister because loyalty doesn't speak, has no opinions and likes everybody. So more like a normal, well, no, apart from these talk a lot, but this is perfect. This is a popular deputy.
Exactly. Spouting the party line, towing
exactly,
the party line.
Exactly.
And you always have to refer to him, her. Well, of course, it has to be a her.
Yeah, this will be a bitch.
Yeah, exactly. And you always have to refer to her as ISIS the dog.
This dog's allowed to be called ISIS. You know, you can't. In fact, there's a rumor.
We're reclaiming.
Yeah, because they killed the dog in the program because people were upset about the name. But I think we should bring it back and say, no, there's some positive ISIS out there, and they are dogs, and they're deputy prime ministers.
RadioGorgeous.com.
Now, Chancellor of the Exchequer. This has to be someone who's very strict, in control.
Lady, you know, Mary.
What is that? Which one? Oh, she's dead as well, isn't she?
No, her husband died, so she took.
Oh, Lady Mary. Oh,
yeah, she's
God.
Taking over. She's dry. She's like a dampening field.
She's got the worst posh accent. It's so fake. It's really fake, and it just sounds so terrible.
It literally brings. You know, it is like a dampening field. It just sort of.
As soon as she comes on, it's kind of miserable, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. So she'd be perfect talking about the economy.
Okay, but I've got someone better.
I've got
a servant. We need a servant in there because the servants are more conservative than actually the aristocrats.
Well, and they took care of the money as well.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, I'm thinking of Thomas Barrow, the gay footman, because he's a baddie. And you want a baddie in charge of money, don't you? You want someone that can be mean and cruel and blackmailish.
Yes, he was very blackmailing.
Someone you can hate when they give us massive taxes and horrifying budgets.
You blame it all on him.
Exactly. So I think he'd be really good. He's untrustworthy. He's debonair. I mean, he's a perfect politician.
Yeah, and he looks like he never gets out of the counting house. You know, he's pale,
yes,
roomy-eyed.
Yes, yes. Yeah, he looks like sort of a Gordon Brown, doesn't he?
Well, let's be honest. Yes, same color.
You know, that's the wrong party. But, you know, they're all politicians, yes, aren't they?
Right. Who else you got?
Now we're going to go to the shadow cabinet.
Okay.
And presently, I mean, in a few weeks, it could be the other way around. But Labour is poll dark, which is on at the moment. Unfortunately, you haven't been watching it.
I haven't
been
watching it.
You're really missing out because it's like watching one long commercial on TV.
Well, I'm watching the UKIP of television programs. I've been watching Indian Summer, so it's
oh yes, it's
old,
racist,
outdated, racist, and about to crumble.
Yeah, so perfect, anyway. Perfect. So the Prime Minister has to be Ross Poldark. He's the man that everyone's in love with at the moment, the handsome man who's the lead role, because he cares about the workers. He fights for the common man. He hates posh people, which you have to hate posh people if you're Labour. And he's gorgeous. And so one of the rules when he becomes Prime Minister is during Prime Minister's question time, he has to be topless. Because we're in charge of us. Women can be sexist as well. So we want him oiled up and topless during question time. It'd be great to have him and then Maggie on the other side.
We'll see a lot more women. That's you don't even have to vote for the 50-50.
Yeah, exactly.
Just do that. A lot more women would be a lot more interested
in politics.
In running for politics.
Yeah, yeah. I'm watching it.
Yeah, exactly.
I start watching the most boring programme on TV, which is Parliament. OK, now the Deputy Prime Minister, we're keeping him with a female theme, though. It must be a woman. And I want a woman who's sensible, caring, can mix of all classes again because Labour, and some oomph. And my favourite woman in the series is Verity Poldark. She's his cousin who's very plain and has a tragic love life.
Mm-hmm. But it's we don't want her distracted.
Well, no, it's looking up because she's just run off with the Admiral who has been accused of killing his wife. But the great thing about her is she's got spirit, she's got spunk, and she cares about people. And I think that sounds Labour.
Right, sounds good.
Radio Gorgeous, podcasts for women.
Now, we're looking at Secretary of State for Education, because education is so high up on, you know, Labour, it's all about healthcare and education. And Poldark, there's a lot of doctors in there, there's a lot of people that are ill. You know, it's perfect Labour kind of territory. There's lots of people living in hovels.
So, like a good hovel.
Oh, yes, good. You know, poor people, you know. Anyway, so the Secretary of State for Education goes to Demelza Poldark. Now, that's who Ross is married to now.
Oh, right.
Now, she knows a thing or two about social mobility because she started off as a beggar, a tramp.
Okay? Wow.
Yeah. And you couldn't even tell if she was a boy or a girl. She had this kind of horrible old rags on and she had no makeup on. And he kindly offered her a job. He welcomed her into his home and he also wanted someone to help with washing up. And he ended up marrying her. They ended up going to bed together. They got married.
Wait, that sounds a little bit like Nigel Farage. Just saying.
She's learned to read. Mm,
exactly.
Okay, she's learned
better
to read.
Herself
she's better
now.
Herself. She goes to balls now. She's learned how to go to balls. She can buy clothes now. So she can learn. Ah. So she can teach other people how to go to balls and buy clothes, part of your education. And she can chat to lords, which is really useful. Mm-hmm. She can chat to all classes. She can chat to her dad, who's just found God, who's a kind of God-fearing Protestant goody-goody. And then she can socialise. So it's really good, you know, for a minister to be like that. And she cares about education. And she's now educated because she was given a chance and someone believed in her. And I think that's Labour's message.
Very Labour all over it.
Exactly.
Yes.
So,
jumpstart.
So, Donna, what do you think of my new ideas?
I love it. I like your fantasy.
Stop party. Saying the word fantasy.
You're very
okay?
touchy about this.
I am.
You think come May this is really going to happen?
No, give it a year, you know. Because people have got to hear about it. They'll hear about it on Radio Gorgeous and they'll start fighting for the new costume drama parties. Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous, Donna. And thank you so much, Ella, for editing. And this has been a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous 2015.